Scott Wyckoff is in downtown Washington. He reports now on WMAL in Washington. I'm Chris Corr. Good morning, everybody. Scott, what have you got for us?
Every cell phone tower in the city is occupied now. Every payphone downtown has a line at least 10 people deep. Every building I've been by anywhere downtown has shut down. People are scrambling to find a way home. Completely gridlocked down here. Cars just not moving along M Street, K Street, and even worse as you get closer to the White House. Everyone has been told to go home, and they have all the security guards ushering people out of the buildings. Literally, the people standing at the doors holding them open as people just flow out of the building. But the problem, Chris, is there's really nowhere to go. I just walked by the Mayflower Hotel, and 30-40 people trying to hail cabs and unable to because traffic just not moving. Literal gridlock. I was fortunately able to get off the subway before the rush of people, but it, just as I was going up the escalator, just flows of people coming down the escalators, much like it used to be over at RFK for a Redskins game, just people trying to get out of there. And the most chilling moment for me, Chris, as I walked the streets downtown was a fighter jet flying over top and literally thousands of people looking up into the sky watching a fighter jet fly across the over top of Washington.
It's something you don't see. The Air Force obviously has been mobilized and is in the air now looking for any other aircraft. You know, we had reports earlier both from ABC and
Chris.
Wait, hold on one second. Yes, John.
The other World Trade Center building just collapsed.
Oh my God, it did. That is ladies and gentlemen, the World Trade Center in New York is no more. Both of the towers have absolutely collapsed. Let me go back up to New York. Let's let Peter Jennings continue his coverage here.
John Miller, very briefly, you said to us just a few minutes ago that this was their concern, that they thought after the first tower went that the second one was vulnerable.
There was constant intelligence that terrorist organizations, and specifically that financed by Osama bin Laden, was trying to mount another series of attacks against the United States. Of course, they thought of the symbolic targets. The most symbolic was the World Trade Center because it had been attacked yet not brought down.